good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April 1st, 2024. Well, I guess it's April Fool's Day, but anyway. Today we're going to continue to think about filtering our words. Remember, we're thinking about being prudent or wise in our words, and we're going to be prudent or wise in our words when we filter our words through the fruit of the Spirit. And we have been thinking about the fruit of the Spirit, and we come now to the fruit of the Spirit, which says is goodness. We talked about gentleness or goodness. And this goodness that we want to talk about is virtuous, or that shows beneficence. So I want you to think about that. Filtering our words through virtue. So first of all, what is virtue? Virtue is that which aligns to or with the character of God, with God's law, God's commands, with holiness and righteousness. So we're going to think about our words, and we're going to think about, does this align with the character of God, and what is God's character? God is holy. God is just. God is righteous. God is good. God is love. All of those things that we might think about God being. And so we're going to filter our words through that, and we're going to make sure that our words display those things. And it's going to be in alignment with the character of God. Language that shows the character of God. So again, the thought is, you know, it's a thought that we've just been thinking about, and we've been thinking about our words, and do our words align with God, the fruit of the Spirit? So it's something to think about. Do your words align with the character of God? And so this week we should think about our words and consider our words before we speak them, and make sure that they are words of virtue. And then also that word can mean beneficence. And what is beneficence? You know, that's not a word that you hear often, but the word means the definition is the quality or state of doing good or producing good. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about, are the words I'm going to say, are they going to produce good in the other person? Today, we were having Easter dinner with a family, and they were talking about brothers and sisters, and they were talking about how siblings know how to push the buttons of their other siblings. And, you know, if they do a certain thing, they know what kind of response they're going to get. And so we ought to think about that when it comes to our words. Many times when we are communicating with someone else, we know what kind of response we're going to get. Or we're going to get a response, or we're going to say something in order to get a response out of someone else. So this is saying that we ought to speak our words in such a way that they produce a good effect or a good benefit, or as we said, it is producing good. So we ought to say things that produce good. You know, this weekend my wife was telling me about a conversation that she had with someone, and you know, my wife's a pretty good encourager. She can speak words of encouragement to others. And so, again, when you're filtering your words through the fruit of the Spirit, and you're going to speak words that produce good in someone else, that's the way that we should speak. We ought to speak in a way that's going to produce good in someone else. So, again, if we're not filtering our words, we would say words that aren't virtuous, that don't align with the character of God. Or we're going to speak words that are not going to produce good. They're going to produce evil, or they're going to produce anger in the other person. So this week, let's think about speaking words that are virtuous and speaking words that's going to produce a benefit or goodness in someone else. And let's refrain from speaking words that we know are going to produce a negative outcome. Well, it's good to think about how to let our light shine by thinking about the words that we speak and having this filter of the fruit of the Spirit through which we filter our lives. And again, the purpose is always to show forth Jesus Christ. So today, filter your words through the fruit of the Spirit, which is virtue or producing good in someone else, beneficence. What a blessing it'll be to you and to someone else today. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for your word that gives so much wisdom and gives us so much direction. And I pray, Lord, because we're following the Spirit, that we will speak words of virtue and we will speak words that will produce good in someone else. And we thank you, God, that we know that your word produces good in us. Oh, what a blessing to be your child today. And I pray that you'll bless your people this week as they strive to follow you by filtering their words through the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you for Jesus. Oh, he's worthy of our praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have a good week this week. Until the next time, Brother Mark signing off.